Finchingfield estate paves the way for farming revolution. Experiences of a pioneering project to improve biodiversity at Spain's Hall estate, Finchingfield, are being shared as new rules around the farming method came into force this year, which could change how land is used. During 2023, the estate, a family-run farming and environmental business, was one of five national case studies established by Natural England showing how to create biodiversity gain on private land. Having worked on nature recovery, beaver-led flooding reduction, and a sustainable farming project, the estate has been at the forefront of testing new rules around biodiversity net gain, which come into force this year. The estate has identified land which is not suitable for farming and could be better used to halt nature decline and tackle climate change. Some of these areas will create biodiversity units, which can be sold to developers unable to meet the new biodiversity gain rules. Also working to create the biggest sustainable nut production system in the country, marking a shift from a standard farming system. Archie Ruggles Bass, the estate's manager and co-owner, said, "It is clear that we are facing significant challenges to the traditional farming approach in the east of England. Rising temperatures, changing rainfall patterns, longer droughts, more storms, and increasing pest and disease pressures mean we have to think differently. Finding ways to pay the bills long term, whilst also transitioning quickly to a system that halts decline is key. The Net Gain pilot has been invaluable in helping us build an estate-wide ecological master plan to achieve this. Natural England's National Statutory Biodiversity Credits pilot scheme, which Spain's Hall Estate successfully bid to be part of in 2020, aims to balance nature, food production, and local climate adaptation and mitigation. In 2023, the estate recruited house ecologist, farmland ecological transformation specialist Sarah Brocklis, who is currently leading detailed ecological tours of the estate. These aim to assist fellow ecologists working with developers to meet the new net gain rules. She explained, "Our approach is to see what would work best for the land. We then look at which schemes and revenue sources might support the work we want to do. However, focusing on the land first, we have a greater chance at successfully delivering the full range of positive outcomes." Simon Dilley from Natural England added, "Biodiversity net gain is a world-leading government strategy to develop land and contribute to the recovery of nature and is a key element of the Environmental Improvement Plan. Spain's Hall Estate was selected to be one of Natural England's statutory biodiversity credits pilots in preparation for mandatory net gain. We've particularly valued their work on how net gain fits with wider agricultural aims, traditional grazing and agroforestry. The collaborative work as part of the pilot scheme has been vital to the development of the statutory biodiversity credits policy and of the new approach more broadly. Gain offers landowners another way to fund nature recovery on your land, alongside providing an alternative income stream to complement other business activities. Landowners can sell off-site biodiversity units to developers, provided that the habitat sites are registered and validated.